Welcome to another exciting episode of Tales from a Digital Marketer. In today's episode, we're going to talk with a weird voice. Why? Because why not? Okay, so this is Andy Nathan, and this is Tales from a Digital Marketer. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today, we're going to be talking about long-term versus short-term digital marketing goals, understanding why it's so important to have a different set of goals. Ooh, boy. Before we do that, if you're having any troubles whatsoever trying to set your goals, then I want you to do me a favor. Go to andynathan.net/schedule and schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Be smart at the start and get your consultation in today so you could be able to talk with an expert like myself, hear my wonderful voice, and find out how you could get the best digital marketing possible for your business. With that, let's talk about long-term versus short-term digital marketing goals. And really excited today because this has been on my mind for a little while. I've been having this issue where I've been coming across people who've been having very short-sighted short-term goals. And while, yeah, you need to have a long-term goal and some short-term intermediary goals before you get there, you can't just have short-term goals. And this is the problem that a lot of entrepreneurs have nowadays. They want to go out there, they want to build their business, but they're like, okay, I want one client, which is great. I want to help you find your first client. However, I also want to talk to you, what are we going to do after we get that first client? All right, and what are we going to do after you get that 10th client? All right, thinking about different goals along the way, you could set up metrics and you could set up goalposts for what you should do. When you have those metrics in place, then you can keep building on that. And that's really the key. It's not that you have to have long-term goals. I don't want you to be like the communists where like, we have to have a 5-year goal. And it doesn't matter if billions of people or millions of people starve to death, we're going to follow that 5-year goal. No. You want to have a long-term vision for where you want to go in your business. And having that goal and having it down in writing is very key. However, you have to be able to have flexibility. And this is where we get into the challenge that so many people are coming up with these long-term goals or they come up with short-term goals and they don't have both. So we want to talk about what's the difference between a long-term goal and a short-term goal. How long should your short-term be? How long should your long-term goal be? Understanding the difference helps us to understand how to build your business. And that, after all, is what we're looking to do. So let's get started by talking about your long-term goal, your vision. This is the masterpiece. Where do you want to be? What's your end goal? So some people, it's going to be, I want within 3 years to have a business where it's completely automated and I make enough money to replace what I'm doing in my full-time job. Great. Other people have a business where they want to be able to sell that business to somebody else. So if you're, for example, if you have a tech company and you want to grow that company and add 1,000 clients and then you're going to sell the business to somebody else, to a venture startup fund or something like that, great, that's your goal. As long as you have that vision, that's what's important. Because once you understand that, then you can break it down. So let's take the goal of, I want to have a full-time income. Let's in 3 years, that's passive, that could replace my full-time job. I talk about this because as someone who works a full-time job and does this on the side, that's kind of top of mind. So let's take down what I want to do. Well, the first step for me and what I've done is that be able to build it up to at least $1,000 to $2,000 a month. All right. Understanding that, you know, it's really great to be able to work and, you know, I love what I'm doing, but I want to be able to make sure that I at least have some extra money coming in because the next step of my plan, within 3 to 6 months, I'm having that $1,000 to $2,000 a month coming in. Then I want to be able to transition and be able to invest in other areas. So if I have extra money on top of what I'm doing for my job, I could then use that to turn into passive investments. All right? So breaking this down for you. 3 years, leave the job. And at that point, I have a full-time income that's passive that I don't have to do a lot for. Now, within 3 to 6 months, I have $1,000 to $2,000 coming in every month from passive income or from consulting income. Within a year, 6 months to a year, I'm then able to use that and leverage that money that I've built up from that income to then turn it into additional investments. So for example, one of the things I want to do is I want to buy a multi-unit where I could live in one unit and rent out another. That's an investment that I would love to be able to use my passive income from, because that means I don't have to pay as much on my daily expenses, which means a world of difference for those of you who understand that are in the world of real estate investing. Great. Now, once I've done that, I could start looking at other investments as well that could help me replicate my income and decrease my costs, so that way I could achieve my long-term goal. See how they work together? You have a short-term goal, build up some income. Then once you've built up some income, you could use that income and start turning it into more passive income. But I couldn't just go out there and say, hey, look, I want to make $1,000 a month. Because if I just stop there at $1,000 a month on top of my salary, then I would be cutting myself short. And I don't really like to do that. So if you're looking to build your business and you want to grow and you want to experience something better, have that long-term vision, then break it down. And make sure your long-term and your short-term work together so you could create a better vision for your future. This is Andy Nathan talking to you about Tales from a Digital Marketer. I hope you understand why this is so important. If you don't have that vision, if you don't have that goal, you have nothing to market. So if you want to be able to set up some strategy with me, talk to me about your long-term and short-term goals to make sure they make sense, definitely reach out, andynathan.net/schedule. Love to talk to you. And let's get moving on those goals. Have a great day and a better week.